Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm actually very surprised that the guy on the phone for a second date update today isn't getting a call back.
Really?
Because he could be the worst person on the planet. And no matter what, an American girl will call him back. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he's an Englishman.
Yeah, I knew he'd have an accent.
Yep. Yeah. And so he could be a murderer, and they're still like, I don't care. The accent is so hot, I have to go out with him again. His name is James. James, how are you?
Well, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for emailing us and agreeing to do a second date update.
Absolutely. I'm glad you can help me out, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I'm surprised that this girl isn't calling you back. I'm guessing, how long have you been in this country?
Couple of years, just 2.5 years now.
Okay, and I'm guessing in your experience, it's probably pretty easy in the bars and the clubs when you meet girls with that accent, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not been a problem so far.
Yeah, I know.
I had an English guy hit on me once. He was so ugly, and I was still flattered by it. I was like, oh, my God, he likes me. He's talking to me.
And she's married, so.
Yeah.
I did have to turn him down because of that, but whatever.
So you're not getting a call back from a girl. Her name is Sarah?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and how did you meet her?
We actually met through Tinder.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Nice.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's not something that we do very often, although I do very often. But, you know, I met her through Tinder. We agreed to meet up. So I drove over to pick her up. And we went, you know, downtown for a couple of drinks, had something to eat. We spent a couple of hours together. It was good. No, we had a really good time. She was really cool, like really easy to hang out with, you know.
Let me ask you a question. For a guy like you, who has an accent that you know American women love, is it annoying? Do they sit there and harp on it the whole time? That's what I picture happening. It's like, oh, it's
See,
so cute, you know.
That has been the case a couple of times, you know. But like Sarah was just, you know, she didn't really even pay that much attention to it, you know.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
And I do feel like if you're a more well-traveled person, you're probably not going to care quite as much.
Right, right. Yeah, she seems really, you know, really, really cool. I'm shocked.
What did you like about her so much?
Like I said, she was just really easy to hang out with, you know, like you mentioned about other chicks that like, you know, harp on the accent or always talk about themselves or, you know, always, you know, she was really easy to talk to. She listened to what I had to say. The stuff that she had to say was really interesting. It was like a quality date, you know. It was like we'd known each other a couple of months or something.
Was there like one moment during the date where you're like, she's definitely into me?
Definitely into me?
Yeah, like a moment where she showed how interested she was.
I mean, it seemed like that from the very start, you know?
So why do you think she's not calling you back then?
I honestly don't know. The only thing, this is going to sound stupid, but the only other thing that I can think about is that I just bought a new car, and my parallel parking skills are not really up to par, you know?
Yeah, that's...
It took me like 5 or 6 times to get into the space, and then, you know... Like, I was freaking out about that, and then at some point she even asked me, she was like, do you need me to do that for you?
Do you need me to get out and help you park the car, you little Englishman?
I know. I was like, well embarrassed, you know, and then, you know, I tried to explain about the other side of the road is not doing me many favors, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I get out of the car, and then I walk into the restaurant, and I forget to open the door for her to get out. So,
okay.
If that's something to go by, then... I don't know. That might be the only problem.
That is a terrible feeling when you're on a date and you're having trouble parallel parking because then you just start to get hot under the collar and you're embarrassed and you're just
like... It was awful.
And it's always in front of a crowded window of people, too. So it's not just your date watching you, but about 200 other strangers.
Right.
So the only thing that you can think of that might have gone bad on your date is the fact that you had trouble parallel parking and didn't open her door.
Yep.
That seems silly, though. That was at the beginning. How did the end of the date go?
It was good. Everything was great. You know, really, it was really great. Full of smiles, full of happiness. There wasn't one awkward moment during the night where no one had anything to say or, you know.
Did you guys kiss?
Yeah, yeah.
You did? Okay. Nice. What kind of kiss, though? Like a real quick peck on the lips or a full?
I mean, just a little bit more than that. You know, it wasn't anything, you know, hot and heavy, but, you know, it was a good night kiss.
And what was the last thing that you guys said to each other?
I said, I'll be in touch. And she said, okay, that'd be great.
Okay, and has she responded at all to any of your text messages or phone
Not
calls?
Not one.
Nothing?
Wow. And how many times have you tried to reach her?
I've texted her like 3 or 4 times and called her twice.
And okay. Did you tell her like, oh, that kiss made my heart skip a beat or anything like that?
No, I didn't say anything like that. I mean, I met the girl on Tinder, you know?
Yeah, not exactly going to be like, I think you're the love of my life from that kiss.
All right.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hang on.
Cheers, mate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.